Hey guys, Tyler Watson here, and welcome to Impact to Income. Thanks for joining me on the show. Today we're going to talk about a topic that most people spend a lot of money on, but they actually don't see a lot of results in, and it's how to attract and find high-paying clients. And over the next couple podcasts that I do, this is really going to be the core theme. So I just want to share a bunch of them, bunch of ideas, and today we're just going to introduce the first but most important piece to finding and attracting high-paying clients. Now, when I first began this journey of finding clients and as a Thai yoga therapist and a massage therapist, I struggled a lot. I would try to enroll and find clients, but however, it was always such a struggle. I always felt like people didn't have enough money. I felt like salesy. And even though I knew I had such a good message and gift to share, I was uncomfortable talking to people about it. I'd literally like start to shake when I thought about asking people to invest in my programs and my therapies. And so I've learned some really powerful things. And thinking back, the number one piece of advice that I could share with people who are enrolling clients and sharing their impact and making an impact and creating an income comes down to two words: passion and energy. And I want to talk about what the difference is there. Passion and energy. What is that? What passion and energy actually creates is self-confidence. Confidence in oneself. Not so much that your ego's huge, but that you understand people and you love them enough to help them take a step forward. You love them enough to help them take a step forward, meaning you love them enough to ask them for the check, that through the conversation, you actually show up energetic and passionate about whatever it is that you're doing. Without passion and energy, and I'm going to describe the difference between those two. Without passion and energy, you become very salesy and it feels inauthentic, because then it becomes about the money and not about the person. When it's truly about the person, we show up with passion, with excitement, with energy, wanting people to actually move forward. So what is passion? If you were going to describe passion, how would you describe it? Well, here's my description of passion. Passion is showing up without hesitation or resistance, being able to play full out, 100%. That's passion. So if I go somewhere, if I'm in a relationship, if I'm talking to a client, I want to be passionate. In simple words, it's alive, being excited. And energy is being able to show up with that passion, but in a way that persuades people to do what they need to do. Meaning, if I'm talking with someone, I could be passionate, and yet I could still not call them to action. I could still not lead them to what they actually need to do. So the energy aspect is being in tune with the person and their needs. And that is a skill set, yes, but it also is a gift that you can acquire through time. And so with passion and energy, you can do so many amazing things. Like, looking back on when I struggled barely creating any amount of income to where we started to create six figures in a weekend, what was the characteristic was energy and passion. So in your life, if you're feeling passionless or not very excited or energetic, then you want to start taking on this skill. And it's just practice by who you hang out with and what you say on a daily basis. Who you hang out with and what you say on a daily basis. Now, what you say is dictated by what you watch and the environment that you associate yourself with. So what kind of media? Are you just listening to music all the time? Or are you listening to inspirational, motivational speeches? Are you actually stepping in and growing day to day? Or is it just like on autopilot? So in your life, I'm going to invite you, As you're starting to enroll more clients and higher paying clients, you have got to step up your passion and your energy. And when you do that, it's going to show up in your tone, in your voice, in how you move, in your body language, in the conversations, in you going the extra mile, in you giving of service, in you doing above and beyond what the normal person puts in every day. And when you step up that passion and that energy and you start to connect to what people need through the powerful conversations, through being in tune, by being present, then your results will start to go up. You will start hanging out with better people. You will start investing in higher programs. You'll start to see people's objections as limitations. And you will start calling people out when you know that there is a limiting belief that is stopping them from their greatness, whatever it is that they're enrolling in. So my invitation for you today is to take a check on where you're at with your passion and your energy level throughout the day. Is there a time where it's at its peak? Is there a time where it dips down super low? And if so, how are you going to create that low to where you can turn it on to make it a high? It matters what you eat, what you watch, what you're consuming, what's all around you. Your environment dictates your passion and energy. So take care of yourself and step up that passion and energy. Now, if you're wanting to get some skill sets on how to passionately talk to people, that is actually found in the Client Objection Diffusal Kit, which some of my podcast listeners have been asking for. And you can, I think we'll have a link here soon, if it's not up already, that you can get access to that for free. So you can check that out and start learning these skills of what it takes to enroll high-paying clients. Thanks for joining me today. Again, my name's Tyler Watson with Impact to Income. Be sure and subscribe to my show. Put in any comments in the comment box if you have any questions. And also anything that is inspiring you, that you like, that you want more of. I love hearing about it. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you on the next show.